so good to me.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Guess who's in the house when you hear that song? Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
He's playing with his microphone.
I'm fighting with the microphone.
Oh, welcome to my world, my friend.
It just won't cooperate.
I understand. The world of radio, the things y'all don't get to see. But it's looking like another Florida day. It was so funny. I was on my way in, and it was sunny at my house. And then I got about halfway down. I was out by over near Sam's Club. It started raining from Sam's Club right up to Davis Highway. Just that, like, quarter of a mile. And then it was sunny again.
It's one of my favorite times of the year. I love that the sun shines and then you get a short, sharp shower. That's difficult. Short, sharp shower.
Short shower.
And then the sun shines again.
Right.
Although I have noticed that seemed to be more the case 25 years ago when I moved here. It's less the case now. We don't seem to have as many days, but I maybe it's just memory, but every afternoon it seemed like those showers popped up.
Yeah, it was more regular. Like, it didn't start in the morning. It was usually around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It'd be super, super hot, and then that little shower would come in and cool everything off right before
and
sunset.
Water the lawn. And
Yeah. But great. Now it's what it's doing this morning. I don't know what's happening. It's just kind of sporadic. And yesterday was like that.
Yes.
Sporadic all day.
Although a little bit north of us, I think, got it
much heavier. That's true, because I'm in Pensacola, so. Well, what's happening with Ballinger Publishing?
Well, great things. We are actually at this very soon, we'll be unloading the June issue of Pensacola Magazine.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
And looking forward to that.
Okay. Is that this week?
Yes, today, actually.
Okay, I was thinking it was
soon.
When
I leave here, that should be my next job.
Excellent.
And we're working on July, and also August, we put together the pet contest.
Okay. Is it time to send photos in yet?
It is time. It will be advertised very soon with an email address to send the entry to.
So start taking those photos now.
it's very simple. It can be a pet. Now, when we say a pet, I guess that kind of opens Pandora's box.
Oh, so just not cats and dogs, but any type of pet.
But you would imagine the vast majority will be cats and dogs.
There's a lot. You know, I have a lot of friends that have birds.
Yeah. I mean, if you have an alligator or a snake, it's hard to have a cute alligator.
I do know some people that have iguanas, too.
Oh, well.
I have some interesting friends. Sorry about that.
But I think the one hard and fast rule is it's no people.
No people in the pictures.
It's got to be
pet only.
The pet only.
Okay.
And it can be any pose, form, whatever. Be creative.
Okay.
But above all, my suggestion is you make the pet look cute. Because that's what people like.
Is this going to be on the cover of the August issue?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
This is for the cover.
Oh.
Now, every entry will be listed, will be shown inside. Every pet that enters.
Okay. It's kind of like the bridal issue that you did.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Because you had the bride on the cover, but then everybody that sent in a photo got in the magazine.
Even if it's a pet elephant, they'll be included.
Well, there's a pet zebra in Tennessee that we saw all over the headlines this weekend. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Somebody had a pet zebra that got out and was wandering around in Tennessee. So the last photo I saw of this poor animal was being helicoptered in a big jacket, you know, to whatever rescue place they were taking him to. But
a zebra would kind of stand out in Tennessee.
I think so.
It'd stand out in Pensacola for that.
Pretty much anywhere, really, in the United States, except for a zoo. So
I urge you, if you... you see, I think the great thing about this contest is that you can, over the next few weeks, just look for the right opportunity. And I suspect that the best pictures may come when you take an unexpected picture. You know, it just happens.
The candid one.
Candid.
Ones.
That's the
candid pictures.
Yes.
Those are the best.
So I think it'll. I think it'd be very interesting. Fortunately, I don't have to judge the winner.
I saw a very cute video this weekend that was came across my Facebook of a cat and a little puppy. And the puppy, the cat apparently had been ruling the roost for some time on its own, so it was 3 or 4 years old. Mm. And the puppy had not seen a cat before. So the cat kept basically mauling the puppy. Every time the puppy got near, it was, all this stuff. So it was really cute, because whoever did this, they started to teach the dog how to treat the cat. Eventually, the cat liked the dog. And so they had this countdown of how many days went by. So it was day number one of not being mauled. Day number three, day number 20. They got up to about 120 days.
Wow.
And showed the dog eventually licking the cat's nose and face, and the cat just laying back and letting herself be taken care of by the puppy. It was very cute.
My experience is that in a fight between a cat and a dog, the cat will usually win.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Sharp claws on the nose and the dog hightails it.
There's just a whole difference in demeanor and approach, I think.
Yeah. I must admit, having been brought up with cats, that I'm a...
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Are you a cat? Do you consider yourself to be a cat person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you were a dog person.
No. I was never brought up with dogs. Cats, yeah. We always... The great thing about cats are that they don't take a lot of attention, don't need a lot of attention. You can just sort of pet them, and then they go away and come back. But I remember as a child, the cat always slept on the end of my bed.
Aww.
And,
how sweet.
But, you know, he would, you feed him, and he's happy.
Cats are cool.
Yeah.
They're just cool.
They purr, and they just kind of, they give you good feedback. Well, I guess dogs do too. Like I said, was never brought up with a dog. So
And I was totally raised with dogs. So I've loved dogs, any kind of dog, any breed, any size. Just see that tail a wagging, and I'm done. I'm done. It's really hard for me on Frisky Friday when they bring in all the animals because I don't have one at the moment.
Yeah.
And every time I'm about ready to go home with one, I have a feeling that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah. Now, as you know, I live alone, so I really can't have a pet, not even a cat, because it's unfair to leave them on their own.
So get two.
Yeah, so they ripped my house apart.
Face. get two or three. The interesting thing about cat people is they typically have more than one. I've noticed.
Yeah,
a lot of cat people have more than one.
Yeah, and cats you can sort of let out and they fend for themselves. And when your car comes under the driveway, they're back ready to be fed.
Right.
So anyway, we digress as we usually
so
do.
So the August issue.
Back to the August issue. The cover.
There you go.
When you see a cute situation with the dog, cat, snake,
iguana,
elephant, whatever, iguana, zebra.
Zebra, there
if you
have
a zebra. Snap a cute picture. Just, maybe make a little library of them. And then when the time comes, you can select what you think is the best one.
All right. You might just be on the
but
cover.
But candid ones will be, I think.
The best ones.
Yes. And you could be on the cover. Okay. Well, your pet, anyway. But of course, you'll be named as the proud owner of said pet.
Okay. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to take a quick break, but then we'll be back in just a few minutes with Pep Talk and Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. If you've got a question for Malcolm, 850-437-1620. The June issue of Pensacola Magazine's coming out today, so be on the lookout for that. And we did talk a bit last week about Downtown Crowd, which is always such a great resource for things that are coming up in the community and all the different things that are happening. Fiesta, boy, that was a big weekend this weekend. Did you participate in any of the Fiesta festivities?
No, I didn't. You know, I did a few years ago, but I just didn't this year. I just needed to sort of low-key.
Well, once you're in, there's a lot of parties and a lot of things that have to happen.
Yeah.
So it looked like it was a lot of fun. I've not participated in it myself, but they had the sea turtle baby shower out on the beach this weekend, Saturday. I heard that went great. Had a good crowd and... lots of education for the kids and all kinds of activities. So that's always a fun event. Mm. So lots of good things going on.
I'm not much of a party animal, as you know.
Ha! Excuse me, who are you and where is Malcolm Ballinger?
Well,
let's go back.
I'm a social person.
Yes, that makes you, you're definitely a social person.
I don't party in terms of, you know,
what is your definition of party then? Just out of curiosity. Okay,
maybe I better quit while I'm ahead. Next subject.
Because I've seen you at a lot of, quote, parties.
Yeah.
And you're not an introvert.
No, no, that's...
I can say you don't... I have yet to see you with a lampshade on your head or dancing on a table, if that's your definition of a partier.
Yes, that would be my definition.
Okay, so you're not that.
No.
But you do go to parties.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Yes, I do go to parties these days. Probably leave a little earlier than I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love to socialize. I love to be with people. And... of course, having the magazine gives me that opportunity on so many occasions.
Well, and the thing that's wonderful about what you do, to put in a positive plug here, is that Ballinger Publishing supports so many organizations in the community, not only as an or as a company, but also you personally serve on many boards. How many boards are you serving on at this point?
Well, I'm asked that question from time to time, mm-hmm. and I always say too many.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem saying no.
Well, but you also have that experience that's invaluable because a lot of people really that can volunteer for organizations, there's very few that can sit on the board of directors and have that positive input and be able to assist the executive director, assist the staff and bring guidance, but at the same time be able to walk that line of support.
Yes.
Rather
yes.
than criticism. Or maybe constructive criticism versus negativity.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. I think a great example is I'm treasurer of the opera.
Mm-hmm.
And I constantly have to walk the line between fiscal responsibility and artistic license.
Right. That's exactly right.
You don't want to fall too much on either side.
Mm-hmm.
It is still a business.
Right.
It has to pay the bills.
Well, any of the arts organizations in particular.
Yeah, but you never want to do anything that constricts the artist. So
mm-hmm.
I feel like I belong to a board and executive committee that does an incredible job, some very talented people. And that's why I like being so much on the opera board, because I'm surrounded by talented people, business people, artistic mm-hmm. people. And we blend and make great decisions.
Board of directors makes a huge difference.
I belong to a lot of boards where there's, well, shall we say, people who want to be able to put it on their resume
mm-hmm.
and not much else.
Right.
And so if you are motivated to make a difference in the community, serving on a board is a wonderful thing, but you have to be prepared to put the time and the effort in there.
I think it's important to make the commitment to do the work.
Yes.
Because it's a non-paid position. And it mm-hmm. requires some diligence and commitment, because usually it's a 2 to 3 year commitment.
Yes.
Typically on a lot of the local arts organizations boards. And then the other boards that are difficult sometimes are the ones that are doing service for the community that may not be as glamorous as the opera or the theater or the ballet, the ones that are in the trenches, Council on Aging being one of them, Mana Food Bank, Favor House, so many of the others. And that's a big commitment, especially now.
Yes, with state, federal, and local funds been so difficult to obtain, the onus is falling more and more on the general population to mm-hmm. fund those. They need the donations, they need the help so badly. Now, things generally sort of go in cycles, and hopefully things will turn full circle. But as it is now, I know many organizations are really, really struggling.
Mm-hmm. So you're on the chair now, you're the past chair of Council on Aging.
Yes, I'm an immediate past chair.
Immediate past chair, so that's one of the boards. And then Pensacola Opera.
Yeah.
And a few others, I believe, along the way.
I'm on my Rotary board.
Oh, okay, Pensacola
Five Flags Rotary, yeah. I've been on that board for a long time. I'm one of the all-time members. So
I was on it years ago,
yeah.
If that counts.
I'm one of the fuddy-duddies that says, no, we can't do that.
Oh.
We used to do it this way.
Right. Okay. You're one of those guys. Okay.
No, I'm just the newer, always on boards, and newer members have these ideas and say, well, that's great, but we tried it 5 years ago and this was the problem.
Right. You've got to have those people.
If you've got a way to refine it, make it better, I'm here. But, you know,
Oh, no, I understand completely. I understand completely. Because you do come in with lots of ideas, but when you don't have understand the mechanics of how things work sometimes, those ideas are great ideas, but not necessarily practical for the organization. And that's where you need people like you who've been around for a little while.
Yeah, just to say, hold on a second, let's think about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bring this up because Malcolm does so much for the community, which is why I think his company does so well with Ballinger Publishing, all the different publications. If someone's not familiar, list all the publications that you do.
Well, we do on a weekly basis. We do the Summation Weekly, which is a community newspaper, essentially for legal notices. But it is also a community newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
On a monthly basis, we do the Downtown Crowd.
Right.
Local entertainment. Although it's Downtown Crowd, it's really Pensacola. Pensacola Magazine and Business Climate. And then quarterly, we do Coming of Age. We do a Summation Quarterly, which is a legal publication for the local attorneys. Then we do a whole lot of annual and other stuff. For instance, we print the playbill for the ballet and PLT.
Oh, great.
We do the brochure program for the symphony and the opera. And this weekend, actually, is the Billfish Tournament. We do their brochure.
All right. Well, we're going to come back and talk about that. Just wanted people to know just how much Ballinger Publishing has their finger on the pulse of the community. So we're going to come back with Pep Talk in just a minute, right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Just a few minutes left. You had mentioned a couple things that are in the Downtown Crowd, Malcolm, that we were talking
about. Yes, the International Billfish is this weekend.
And is that here in Pensacola?
Yes. And we print and put together the program.
Oh,
have
neat.
Done for many years now. And I know that's a big event.
That's amazing.
Catch some huge fish.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's amazing to me. That's out of my league.
if you have a boat, well, shall we enter? And
yeah. You have a boat?
I used to fish in the canals in England, so I may be able to help.
There's fish in the canals in England?
Oh, yes.
What kind of fish?
Well, we called them roaches.
Oh, gee. That's not very appealing.
But my God. I think you call it a silverfish.
Okay.
It's a sort of silvery color.
Okay.
And pike.
Pike, I know. I know northern pikes from up in Minnesota.
And eels. There were a lot of eels.
Ew.
But, oh.
Do you like eel?
No.
Okay.
No. You certainly wouldn't eat anything you caught in the canal. It was just for...
Isn't that the point for the of fishing?
No, it was the sport.
Oh, my gosh.
You usually just threw them back.
You know, you Brits really are different. Did you know that?
I've heard that, yeah.
Even though you've been Americanized to a certain degree.
Well, I'm more American than I am Brit.
Yeah?
I think I can say that. I've been here for... actually 48 years.
Wow. Okay, I take it back. We've been chatting with Malcolm Ballinger this morning with Ballinger Publishing. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes, thank you for keeping me on track with Ballinger Publishing.
I'm trying.
You don't digress too far.
I know. I'm trying. Okay, how can they get a hold of you?
BallingerPublishing.com.
There you go. Thank you, Malcolm, for being here. It's always makes my Mondays great when you're here.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after the news with Pep Talk on News Radio 92.